Marco Rubio, FBI raids Trump's home, ignores pro-abortion violence. By Paul Bois on August 8, 2022. News of the FBI raiding former President Donald Trump's private home of Mar-a-Lago ignited a firestorm of reactions from Republican politicians and conservative activists on Twitter, all of whom denounced the move as a blatant power grab by the Democrats to silence and intimidate a potential 2024 nominee. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio, whose state hosts the former president's private residence, said the raid echoed the kind of corruption seen only in third world countries. "Using government power to persecute political opponents is something we have seen many times from third world Marxist dictatorships," he tweeted. "But never before in America. After today's raid on Mar-a-Lago, what do you think the left plans to use those 87,000 new IRS agents for?" he added. Marco Rubio later noted the FBI's inaction toward pro-choice extremists vandalizing and harassing pro-life groups, which Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow has thoroughly explored in his Summer of Rage series. "The FBI isn't doing anything about the groups vandalizing Catholic churches, firebombing pro-life groups or threatening Supreme Court justices, but they find time to raid Mar-a-Lago," tweeted Rubio. As Breitbart News reported, FBI agents swarmed the former president's home in Florida on Monday, reportedly to obtain classified documents he allegedly had in his possession after leaving the White House, according to various sources. "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," Trump said in a statement. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." Former Trump lawyer Alan Dershowitz called the raid improper and said that it could lead to any seized documents being suppressed due to misconduct. "The raid is supposed to be a last resort," Dershowitz told Newsmax. "But this administration has used the weaponization of the justice system against its political enemies. It has arrested people, denied them bail, put them in handcuffs, used all kinds of techniques that are not usually applied to American citizens. I just hope this raid has the justification. If it doesn't have the justification, the materials seized in it will be suppressed."